Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Wednesday, and what a special day it is. On this day, 122 years ago, the Wright brothers flew the world's first successful motor-powered, human-controlled airplane near Kitty Hawk on the coast of North Carolina. It was December 17th, 1903. If you've ever been on an airplane, you have Wilbur and Orville to thank. They hold a special place in my family because my grandfather was a pilot, and my mom even flew small planes too when she was younger. Now, today is a cold day here in Grace Harbor, but at least the sky is clear and there isn't much wind. For the Wright brothers, it was an overcast and very windy day with gusts up to 27 miles per hour. That made it feel miserable, but the wind was key to their success. What helps get planes off the ground is how the air curves around the airplane wings. The air has to be moving fast enough to create lift, which is why planes we fly in today get going really fast on the runway. Their flyer had an engine, but it wasn't very powerful. In fact, a few days earlier, they had tried to take off by sliding down a sand dune on the beach, hoping gravity would help them go fast enough, but all they did was crash. Well, 122 years ago today, a storm had just passed through, and there was lots of wind blowing in off the ocean. They might not be able to make their plane go any faster, but now the air itself was moving fast, and they decided to give it another shot. The brothers took turns, and on their first three tries, they managed to stay in the air for about 12 to 15 seconds. But they only went about 200 feet, which is a little over half a football field. On their fourth test flight, though, Wilbur was able to stay in the air for 59 seconds, just 1 second shy of a whole minute, and he went 852 feet, which is about 2.5 football fields. It was a success. They had done it. And do you want to hear something crazy? It would only take 66 years to go from the Wright brothers flying a short distance across a North Carolina beach to Neil Armstrong and his crew flying a quarter of a million miles to land on the moon for the first time. And during that first moon landing, Neil had a small piece of the Wright brothers flyer with him on board. Last night, we talked about how sometimes joy can be contagious. When we choose joy and other people see it, they might feel joy too. And especially when we choose to let joy be the most important thing we feel, even when things are tough, it shows other people that they can choose joy too. The Wright brothers worked really hard to show the world what was possible. And once we knew that flight was possible, once we knew that it could actually be done, we've built on their dreams and now fly all around the world and into outer space. Why don't you take a moment and dream together as a family? What kinds of things do you think could happen if more people chose joy? Do you think it would be easier to make friends? Do you think there'd be less arguing? Do you think we'd have impromptu dance parties every Wednesday afternoon? Go ahead and share your dreams with your family. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Now, who knows what can happen? You might have shared something that wouldn't take all that much joy and could even happen today. Some of you might have shared something that would take a whole lot of joy and maybe a miracle or two to happen. But you know what? Lots of people thought Wilbur and Orville Wright were just dreamers and that humans would never fly. And look at us now. So go out today full of joy and full of dreams. One of the best things about joy is that when you share it with others, they get more and you never have less. Let's pray to close. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. But if you're as pumped as I am right now, a wiggle prayer might be just what we need. Dear God, we thank you for the excitement of dreams. Joy is a gift from you, and in the same way you share it with us, we can share it with others. May our joy be contagious today. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, have an amazing Wednesday, and I'll talk to you tonight.